Well, my family's from, we're all from manufacturing. I mean, when I got out of high school, my brother got out of high school, we both went into manufacturing. And both my grandmothers worked in manufacturing, and my grandfather and my dad worked at the same factory. And I think manufacturing needs to come back. And I think we can do that by producing components for green energy, you know, wind turbines and all the parts that you need for green energy. I think that the in the future, what's going on is even in this recession that we've had, green jobs have grown 8.2%, where all the others have declined. And plus, their median income is 20% higher than other jobs. So they'd be sustainable and they'd be well paying, so people could afford to support their families. And we have a lot of empty factories, and we could start manufacturing those parts. I would like to see Illinois be energy independent. I'd like us to lead the nation in that. So, you know, I'd get some manufacturing guys back to work and use those empty buildings.
And what role should the state play in creating these types of jobs?
The state has terrible budget issues. However, I think we need to encourage entrepreneurs to start up these types of businesses. But it's hard for a small business owner to get started when the banks, after the bailout, they're holding on to all this money. They have piles of money, and 60% of small business loan applicants have been declined. So I think the Small Business Administration needs to step up and start guaranteeing these loans, you know, 65, 75% to help, because small business owners are, you know, are half, they pay half of the salaries in the private sector. They're the business growers, and we need to work on those.
Education is also a big one. And what do you think this what direction should the state go in to support? Let's start with K through 12.
My daughter is in fourth grade. She's 10. And I really have a big interest in this, but not just for my own child, for everybody's. And I think we need to make it a priority. In South Korea, teachers are considered nation builders. And I don't think that we do that here. I know we have problems with unions and negotiations, especially here in Rockford. We have a lot of battles with that. But I think we need to make it a priority and to not hold education money as hostage when you want to raise taxes. And I feel that's what happens all the time. Like, well, you know, if you know, we're going to have to raise taxes unless you want us to cut education. And I think we should just always know that education and our children are our priority. What I've noticed in Winnebago County actually paid the salary of the regional superintendent around here. So to me, that shows that our area values that service. And so, if that's how the voters feel about it, then I think we should find a way to continue having regional superintendents.
Now, what do you see as the state's role in funding public education at the college level and beyond?
I believe everybody deserves, you know, deserves a good education. As far as, you know, grants and things like that, I think we need to know what we can afford and to offer those to the people who need them the most. You know, if you go to college and you take out loans and you pay them back, it's life, you know. But if there's people that who just really wouldn't have an opportunity without them, they should be the people considered first for any money that the state might have in grants. I think we need to get VOTEC back in high school. I didn't go to college. I went through VOTEC, and now I own my own business. I've had it almost 20 years. Without those skills that I learned there, I wouldn't be able to do this. And you know, like I said earlier, I came from a manufacturing family, so we all just lined up right into the factories, and that's fine, and that's great, and people enjoy it. You know, my brother still works in manufacturing. He likes to make things with his hands, and that is, you know, good living. People can make a good living on that. But I think if we get VOTEC back into the high school level, then the kids can start finding their way before they're even out and have some skills that so they're employable at a higher level than just a fast food restaurant.
Moving on to health care and health insurance.
Yeah, it might be premature to talk about a market exchange in Illinois, but being a small business owner, I've paid my own insurance for almost 20 years now, and I would like to see some sort of system where, because you know, I exercise, I eat right, I take care of myself, that I might be able to get a better deal on my health insurance, because, you know, I put so much effort into staying healthy, not just for myself, but it would be nice for my health insurance premiums go up every year, no matter what. And there have been two times in 20 years when I broke my wrist in the summer and when I had my daughter that I met my deductible. So I would like to see something that would be more competitive, that I could get a better deal. But I think that we're heading in the right way with health insurance, because people, you know, the emergency rooms are packed with people. The hospitals are spending, you know, way more money than if everybody was covered. But I don't know how that looks exactly, but I feel like we're headed in the right direction.
Pension reform, that's one of the big topics of this session in Springfield. What's your take on pension reform? What would you like to see?
I would like to see senators not get a pension and House of Representatives. I think it's public service. I don't think that a pension is appropriate when you're doing public service. I even think their pay is too high, so that might help. You know, people say, well, that's just a drop in the bucket, but lead by example. I mean, my company's struggling. I don't continue to pay myself the same salary. I adjust. But I think cutting those out would be a good idea, and it might help our representatives get a clearer focus on solving the problem, because they're not worried about their own pension. When you're concerned about your own pension, how can you be unbiased about a decision? So, you know, cut out their pension and then try to figure out what's really fair.
Should Illinois pursue a court test of changing the current pension?
I hate wasting money in court. My petitions were objected to by, you know, one of the guys on the other candidates' committee, and I didn't get a lawyer for that. I went in and I sat there and I watched other people's cases and I learned what to do, and then I went up there and I did it myself and I won, because you spend so much money on lawyers, we might as well just pay the pensions. Why even fight it out? I mean, this could go on for years. Lawyers make a good amount of money. I mean, you're wasting all the time, our taxpayer money, in court. I mean, maybe someone should run the numbers on that and compare and then just pay the pension. Well, I think it's necessary. I think that promises need to be kept. And I think, you know, these people worked hard for that money. And it's not like they're making a fortune. I mean, an average teacher pension is around 40 some thousand a year, and they don't get Social Security. So, I mean, it's pretty much an average pay. It's nothing exorbitant. So I think we needed to move forward and change it for the future. But, I think we need to keep our promises that we made to the other people that are already in the pension plan.
My next question actually touches on something you already talked about, which is renewable energy and domestic energy. And how can Illinois be involved in addressing domestic energy?
We can start saving money for the future by retrofitting buildings. So if you have a building that is, a government building, a school building that you know is going to be there to benefit in the next 4 to 7 years, you should start, to retrofit it now. The energy savings, instead of paying your electric bill to ComEd, you would pay off the loan that you get for putting in the retrofitting. And so that would take, 4 to 7 years to pay off. And then if the building did sell, you transfer that to the owner of the new building. I like that idea, because I think it's easier to conserve energy than it is to start from scratch. But I like to see us make all the parts for the wind turbines, the solar panels. I'd like to see all that come to this area. So we have a lot of hardworking people here looking for jobs.
Should the state government underwrite some of that?
Yeah, I think they should. I just don't know where the money would come from right now. But again, with small business loans from Small Business Administration, those things are available. They're out there. There's lots of ways to get money to start up a small business, and we need to make sure those are available and people know about them.
Labor management relations. First of all, what's your position on right to work laws?
I think everybody has the right to, if they want to be in a union, if they, want collective bargaining, I think that's just a basic American right.
Well, what should be the relationship be between governments and their employees' unions?
Well, I guess the same as all other unions. You come to the table and you come to an agreement about pay, and then you stick to what you agreed on. I mean, you can tell when the pendulum's swinging back and forth, there's something wrong there, and that's no way to attack a problem. And attacking is not a good way to solve a problem.
Yeah. Where you stand on social issues, let's start with abortion rights and what the state government's involvement should be in that.
Well, I think that abortion should be accessible to anyone who needs it. It's not something I would ever choose to do. I had my daughter when I was 40, and they often said, you know, you're high risk. You should probably have these tests to see if everything's okay. And I said, well, what if something's wrong? What can you do? Well, nothing. I said, well, I'll just take what God gives me. and I was fine with that. And, you know, luckily it turned out I have a beautiful 10-year-old daughter. However, I don't think it's up to me to decide for somebody else what they want to do. I don't know their circumstances. I don't have all the facts. I think the law is how it should be right now, and just leave it alone and let people use their own best judgment to live their lives.
Civil unions passed last year, so that's the law now in Illinois, and now mm-hmm. people are it's been introduced now to look at gay marriage or same-sex marriage in Illinois. Where would you stand on that?
I have no problem with that. I mean, I like, you know, my husband and I, we got married in a church. That was good for me. And I think other people should be allowed to make those decisions for themselves. I think, you know, the issue is that people want to be able to have rights that, you know, they can have insurance for their spouse or if they have any, you know, adopted children, however they do that. And if someone's going to pull the plug on me, I want it to be the person that loved me the most, you know, not, you know, some relative that's waiting for my inheritance. So I can see, I don't know why it seems like such a big issue for some people. I mean, we live in America. You know, that's why people came here, for religious freedom and, you know, and just to be able to live the life that they want to. So I have no problem with having that either way.
All right, now here's the awful question you've been waiting for. What's the best approach to reduce the state deficit, the state debts?
To create more jobs. I mean, we dug ourselves in a hole. I mean, what I do in my business is, you know, because time's seen 20 years, I've seen a few cycles, and, you know, I just keep my head down and I keep working to create more work for my business. And I try to spend less. It's just that right now, with so many people unemployed, there are services that people are required, because otherwise people, you know, wouldn't eat or wouldn't have a place to live. So it's just a double-edged sword. You know, when you have an economy goes down, well, then more people need stuff from the state. More people need money and support from the state. So I really think what we just need to just forge forward and be positive and create as many jobs as we can. You know, take a stand on green energy. You know, tell them we're here. You know, we could, you know, coin our state the leader in green energy. Why not? You know, I've been on organizations before that will coin their, you know, they'll coin their association as what they think it is. And, it, you know, and then that's your goal and you work towards it.
What sets you apart as the best choice for this nomination?
In this primary and in the general, I pretty much created my own business. It was Heart of Pioneer Life Insurance. They just had an ad specialty company there so that they could take advantage of the money savings that you got. But while I was there, I brought in other customers, and then they sold the company to me. So I have 20 years business experience through a lot of different economic cycles that, you know, the other candidates, you know, really don't have and didn't create their own businesses. So I know a lot about small business. Also, I've been involved in the community for more than 25 years. I've been an organizer and a volunteer for all kinds of different organizations, you know, the YMCA, the YWCA. Currently, I'm on the Winnebago 9/11 Memorial Committee. I'm on the Meld 4th of July race. I'm in the League of Women Voters, and I'm on two committees. One, we're studying green energy, and the other one, we're studying pension solutions. And so, you know, I've been involved, and I've been there, and I've served my community, and I always will serve my community. And I think that puts me, you know, heads above the rest of the candidates.
Okay. And any other issues that you see as important to the district or the state that we haven't talked about?
In our area, I'm not really so much interested in politics. I mean, I don't plan on being there for the next 20 years. I intend to keep my small business going because I love it. And I just see a need here today, and I think it needs to be fixed. And when our petitions were all challenged, it just reminded me of the nonsense that goes on in the back rooms of all these political parties. I mean, a group of guys, and I hope it was all guys, there might have been some women, got together and decided, we want this one candidate to win, so we're going to try to knock the other four off. Those games are a thing of the past. You know, this is 2012. It's time to just start treating people like they should be treated and not play the games in the background and have people infighting behind there. You should be able to get up and you should be able to say what's on your mind, and people in the room that want to support you, they should be able to speak out and say that, and they shouldn't be afraid of being threatened or, you know, for some future job that they might decide to run for. So I'd like to see that changed. I'm real disappointed in the way things have been going with our particular party. But I think that, you know, if I win, I certainly will make it a better atmosphere for people to get some things accomplished.